Okay, so the issue of whether one can become a Nazir today begins in the pasuk describing Nazirus in our parsha. Daber al bnei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people. Vamarat aleihem, and say to them, Ish o Isha, a man or a woman, ki yafli lindar neder Nazir lahazir lashem, when they will decide to take a vow to become a Nazir for Hashem. So can a woman become a Nazir? Right, it says Isha Isha, man or woman, right? Absolutely, a woman can become a Nazir. In fact, that's one of the questions Rav Shechter used to ask guys before in the Fahir to get into the Kolel. Can a woman become a Nazir? And people would be like, we say it's Pasuk in the Torah. Isha Isha, right? Well, man or woman can become a Nazir. Fine. So the Gemara tells us a very fascinating thing about the Nazirus that was taken by Heleni Hamalka. So Heleni Hamalka was a queen of a seemingly foreign country who ended up converting to Judaism and ended up ending up in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us the following. Mi shenazer nazirus harbe, v'hishlam es naziruso. Let's say someone said they're going to become a nazir for an extended period of time. Usually stam nazirus, regular nazirus, will be 30 days. Let's say they have an extended nazirus. V'achar kach balaretz, and then they come to Eretz Yisrael. B'shamay Omer, B'shamay says, Nazir shloshim yom. They only have to keep 30 days of Nazirus. Let's say they said, I'm going to be a Nazir for a year outside of Israel. Once they come to Israel, they only have to keep it for 30 days. Beis Hillel says, Nazir b'tchila. They have to start the clock over. If they said they're going to be a Nazir for a year, and they came to Israel a year later, they have to restart their Nazirus for a year, because the Nazirus only counts in Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to have to see why. Why does the Nazirus only count in Eretz Yisrael, not outside of Israel? Masa b'Heleni Hamalka. In fact, there was a case that happened with Heleni Hamalka. Shehalach b'na l'melchama. Her son went off to war. V'amra, and she said, Im yavo b'ni mena melchama b'shalom. If my son will come home b'shalom, alive from the war, I will be a Nazira, for 7 years. Meaning she took a vow in Hashem in exchange for making my son come back safely, I'll be a Nazira for 7 years. And her son came from war. And she ended up being a Nazir for 7 years. Then at the end of 7 years, she made Aliyah to Israel. V'horuha Beis Hillel shetehei Nazira od sheva shanim achiros. So Beis Hillel told her when she made Aliyah, in accordance to their shita, they have to restart the clock, that she must now be a Nazira for 7 more years. That her 7 years outside of Israel didn't count. She has to be for 7 more years. U'besof sheva shanim al salaretz. And at the end of 7 years, when she came to Israel, Beis Hillel told her, you must now be a Nazira for another 7 years. Ubeshov Sheva Shanim Nitmes. Then what happened? At the end of those 7 years, of Naziris, she became Tameya. And once you become Tame, at any point in your Naziris period, the clock restarts. V'nimtzeis nazira esrim v'achashana. So she had to restart the clock to 7 more years, and she ended up being a nazira for 21 years. 7 years outside of Israel. 7 years in Israel, where at the very end she became a nazira, she became Tameya, and then she had to restart, and she was for another 7 years. So the Gemara here tells, the Chazal tells very clearly that a woman can be a nazir, number one. And number two, that it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Right? It has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Now, seemingly, we think the reason it has to be in Eretz Yisrael is because what do you have to do at the end of your Nazirus, the Parsha says? When you're done as a Nazir, what's the mitzvah that must be done? Yaakov, do you have your hand up?
Yeah. After the Nazirut, you need to bring a korban.
Right, bring a korban in the Beit
Hamikdash. Right? But I don't understand that.
Yes, Yaakov.
Shimshon was Nazir all his life. I mean, life Nazir.
Mm-hmm.
Not like for 1 month or 6 months or 6 years.
What is known as Nazirut Shimshon.
Yeah, Nazirut Shimshon, yeah.
So that's different than regular Nazirut. It's different than regular nezirut, right? So what happens in the time where there is no Beis HaMikdash, right? What happens? So look what the Gemara Nazir tells us. The Gemara Nazir tells us the following. Zotos ta Nachum Hamadai. Nachum Hamadai made the following mistake. He was a rabbi. Kisha'olu Nazirim in Agola, when the Nazirim came from outside of Eretz Yisrael, up to Eretz Yisrael, why did they come? They came to give their korban to finish the Naziris period. You had to come to the Beis HaMikdash from outside of Israel to do it. Umatsu Beis HaMikdash Chari. They found the Beis HaMikdash was in a state of destruction. They couldn't bring. What are they going to do now? They're stuck. How are they ever going to get out of their Naziris period? Amar Alahem Nachal Amad. They Nachal Amad. They said to them, Ilu Hayisim Yodin Shebeis HaMikdash Chari. If you would have known that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hayisim Nozerim, would you have become Nazirim? He said to these people that came from outside Israel to Eretz Israel, would you have become a Nazir if you would have known there is no Beis HaMikdash? Amrulo, they said to him, lo, we would not. Vihitira Nacham Amadis. Nacham Amadis said, therefore, you were never really a Nazir, and I am matir your neder. I release you from your vow to become a Nazir. Ukishaba hadavar etzel chachamim. When it came before the chachamim that he said so, Amru, kol sha nazir ad shalacharavam Beis HaMikdash Nazir. Anyone that became a Nazir before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they are not a Nazir. Mishachar of Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, ain't no Nazir. Then, even though they became a Nazir, they're no longer a Nazir because they didn't know it was destroyed. So the Chacham tell us here, right, based off the story, let's say a person became a Nazir when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, meaning they couldn't claim at the end of it that, oh, I didn't know there was no Beis HaMikdash, therefore I'm not a Nazir. They remain a Nazir after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So let me ask you a question. How did they get out of their Naziris? If there is no Beis HaMikdash to bring a Korban, and they became a Nazir before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, how does such a person end their Naziris? How is it possible if there is a Beis HaMikdash? So the answer is, it's not possible. That person remains a Nazir for the rest of their life. A person who took a vow to be a Nazir and is then, because there is no Beis HaMikdash, unable to bring a Korban, remains a Nazir for the rest of their life till they leave the world. So here's the question. If a person would take a vow of Naziris today, not to cut the hair, not to drink wine, not to become tamei to a dead body, would they be considered a Nazir? Can you do such a thing? What do you think, Allenberg?
I think not, because you can't give a carbon to get out of Naziris, so you're stuck with it for the rest of your life.
So could you become a Nazir and be stuck with it for the rest of your life?
I don't think anybody prefers to do that.
You think you're, are you allowed to, though? So look what the Rambam writes. Look what he says. In Hilchos Naziris. Naziris noheges b'fnei abayis v'shelo b'fnei abayis. The law of Naziris applies during the days of the Beis HaMikdash and after. L'fichach mi shenader b'nazir b'zman hazeh harezer nazir la'olam. Therefore, someone who takes a vow of Naziris today is considered a Nazir for the rest of their life. She'ein lanu bayis k'dei she'yavi korbanosa v'melos yimein Israel. Because there is no Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban if and when they no longer are a Nazir, at the end of their Naziris period. But says the Rambam the following. Ein a Naziris noheges ela be'eretz Yisrael. But Naziris only applies in Israel. Umi she'nazir b'chutz la'aretz, someone who takes a vow of Naziris outside of Israel, konsin oso, we penalize him. Umechayven oso la'alos la'eretz Yisrael, uliyos nazir be'eretz Yisrael, kaminyan hayamim she'nazir. And we require him to go to Eretz Yisrael, to be a Nazir in Eretz Yisrael, in accordance with the amount of days that he took upon himself. Lefichach, therefore, mi she'nazir b'zman hazeh b'chutz la'aretz, someone who today will take a vow of Naziris outside of Israel, kofin oso la'alos la'eretz Yisrael, we force him to go up to Eretz Yisrael, v'lios noig sham Naziris Ad Sheyamos. And he must be a Nazir in Eretz Yisrael. He has to leave his house and go to Eretz Yisrael. He has to be a Nazir there until he dies. O Ad Sheyabana HaMikdash V'yavi Korbanosav V'melos Yemein Israel. Or until the Beis HaMikdash is built and he's able to bring a carbon. So the Rambam tells us that Nazirus can apply today. And if a person takes a vow of Nazirus, they must go to Eretz Yisrael and live out their life as a Nazir. Oh. So the Ravid, who is the famous conflictor of the Rambam, on the page of the Rambam, disagrees. Look what he says. Amar Avram, Lama Kofino Solalos Velimnos. Why would we force him to go up and be a Nazir? V'kiyesham Tara. Is there an ability to be tahar even in Eretz Yisrael, not pure, to be pure? Va'alo kulanu tamei and tumas meis? Aren't we all tamei meis? Ve'ein rai, ve'ein kan hefrish, ve'ein Eretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz. There's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz with regards to this. Va'asir l'hazir b'chol makom. And therefore it is asir to become a nazir anywhere. So the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. This is a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. Whether one can become a Nazir, Bizman Hazer or not. So let's see how we paskin. But before we do that, why does the Rambam say you have to go to Eretz Yisrael today if you become a Nazir? Why? Why can't you stay in Chutzla? It's not like you can bring a Korban. Why does he say you have to go up there? We force him to go up to Eretz Yisrael today. So the reason is, and this is from the Kesef Mishnah and others, for a very simple reason. Chutz Laretz is Bechezkas Tumas Meis. All of Chutz Laretz is considered Tamei Meis. That's why many Kohanim who live in Israel will not leave Eretz Yisrael, aside from the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael, because of the Tumas Meis issue outside of Eretz Yisrael. So since all of Chutz Laretz is considered Tamei Meis, the Rambam says, this guy's a Nazir. He's not allowed to become Tamei Meis. Therefore, he has to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says, he has to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So the Ravid told us, wait, but Eretz Yisrael is Tamei also. So there's not like a difference, and therefore it's usher to become a Nazir. Now, the Kesef Mishnah, which was written by the author of the Shulchan Aruch, Yosef Karo, raises an issue with this Ravid. He says, wait a second. Let's say you have a Nazir in the days of the Beis HaMikdash who was Tamei Meis, right? So like, why can he now, since he's already Tamei Meis, as a Nazir become more Tamei Meis? Of course not. Just because you're Tamei Meis doesn't mean you are allowed to now become more Tamei Meis to something else. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what's the Ravid Svara? And he defends the Rambam and tells us, that indeed there is still an issue once you're Tamei Meis to become more Tamei Meis. Look what he says. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I understand why the Ravid says this, that you can't become Tamei, you can't become a Nazir today. If we're Tamei Meisim, im achar shenazir yizar mil Tamei Meis, ma isr yish b'zeh. If a person will take upon themselves vow Nazir, that they're not going to become more Tamei Meis, what's the issue? Why would the Ravid ask for becoming a Nazir as a result? So the Kesef Mishnah rejects the sheet of the Ravid, accepts the Rambam, that indeed you can become a Nazir even today. Oh, so the Kesef Mishnah was bothered by the following. Heleni Hamalka lived, we said, for 7 years outside of Israel as a Nazira. How come she didn't go to Eretz Yisrael right away? Why didn't the rabbis force her to go up to Eretz Yisrael? Right? So this was the kash of the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. If indeed you have to go up to Eretz Yisrael, why did Heleni Hamalka, why was she not forced to go so?
Rabbi, I want to ask you a question. If a Nazir became Tamei Meis, start again from the beginning counting?
Yes. Yes. Wow. Right? That's what happened with Lenny Amalka. That's why she ended up with 21 years, right? Yeah. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Efshar, Shelo Yadu Chacham Ben Nezirusa, Ad She'olso La'aretz. Maybe the Chacham didn't know she was in Nezira until she came to Eretz Yisrael, so they couldn't have forced her. Oh, Efshar, She'ayset Shricha Lamud, Osam Shanim B'chutz La'aretz, and they Tikkun HaMalchus. Or maybe because, for political reasons, she had to stay wherever she was and was unable to return to Eretz Yisrael. But the Kesef Mishnah Lamaisa says, right, this idea of becoming a Nazir can apply B'zman Hazeh. He agrees with the Rambam. Now, why is that important, the Kesef Mishnah agrees with the Rambam? Because the Kesef Mishnah wrote a very important sefer known as the Shulchan Aruch, right? Which is our place where we look for all the halachos. And the Kesef Mishnah, in the Shulchan Aruch, there is a section called Hilchos Nadarim. Laws of vows apply to it. And the Kesef, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that indeed B'zman Hazeh, a person can become a Nazir. Look what he writes. Mi shenadar nedarim, someone who makes nedarim, kedei lechonin deyosav lesakin maasav, in order to improve themselves, have spiritual growth, to improve how they act. Hareza zarizu meshubach, that person who takes such vows is considered a good religious person. Ketzad, what's an example of this? Mi sheya zolel, someone who just indulges themselves in eating all the time. Va'asar alav basar shanosh nasayim, and then takes a neder, a vow by Torah law, that they will not eat meat for 1 or 2 years. O shahaya shoge b'yayin, or let's say the person was addicted to alcohol. Va'asar ayayin alatzmo zman maruba, and they took a vow by Torah law upon themselves not to drink alcohol. O asar ashikra solam, or asar themselves from getting drunk. V'chein mi shahaya rodef shalmonim. V'nivhal lahon, or let's say the person was obsessed with money and achieving wealth. V'aser alatzma hamatanos o anayas anshe medina zo, and they aser upon themselves the neder by Torah law to receive any gifts from anyone or to receive any benefit from any hana from any person in their country in order to stop themselves from making money. V'chein mishayim misga biyofio, or let's say it was someone who was obsessed with how they look and how handsome they were. Vinader benazir, and they made themselves a nazir so that they couldn't cut their hair, right? And they wouldn't look nice. Ukiyotze benadarim, or any of these types in adarim. Kulam derech avoda l'Hashem heim. They're all considered an avoda to Hashem Yisbarach. What did the Shulchan Aruch say here? You became a nazir today. You're allowed to do so. Ubenadarim elu, with regards to such adarim, like this one in the case of the nazir. Ukiyotze b'hem, and like them, amru chachamim, with regards to this, is what the chachamim referred to, nedarim siag leprishus. Vows are a guardrail, a fence on the midah of precious, of being separate from the physical world a little bit, which is a ideal of a Jew. V'yafal pi shehem avodan, even though they're praiseworthy, lo yar ba'adam benidre iser, v'lo yar gilatzim ben. A person shouldn't do too much of that. Rather, a person should try to stop doing things without taking a neder, right? But if they need to do a neder, it's permitted. And one of the examples Shulchan Aruch gives is a nazir. So Shulchan Aruch paskins very clearly that one is allowed to become a nazir b'zman hazeh, and they would be a nazir for the rest of their life. They would never be able to leave the nazirus. So has anyone done this in our times? So let me show you something very fascinating. Of Cook.
I remember
the
rabbi
is called
the Nazir.
Can.
Why?
What?
Lama karu lo Nazir?
Because he was a Nazir, Yaakov.
So
let me show you something very fascinating. Rav Cook had a very, one of Rav Cook's closest students was the Nazir, was known as the Nazir, Rav David Cohn. I'm going to put it up here. Rav David Cohn met Rav Cook in Europe. He had studied at Sorbonne and at the University of Berlin. He was a genius. He found Rav Cook, became a aduk and totally davuk to Rav Cook, became amish like Rav Cook's, one of Rav Cook's talmidim of Hakim, ended up starting Merkaz Arab with him. And when he was in Israel, he wanted to achieve nevuah, prophecy. So he took a vow of Nazirus. This is a picture of David Cohn. He was known as the Nazir, right? This is him as a young man. See the long hair? This is him as an old man. The Nazir had a very famous son. The Nazir's son was Rav Sharia Shevkon, who was the rabbi in Haifa, passed only a few years ago. And Rav Nazir's son-in-law, are you ready for this? Was Rav Goren, Rav Shlomo Goren, the one who blew the shofar at the Kotel in 1967, the chief rabbi of Israel, was the Nazir's son-in-law. Right? So there's an example of someone who became a Nazir Bizman Hazeh. Isn't that fascinating? Right? Stuff can happen. Ripley's, believe it or not. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us very clearly that a Jew is allowed to become a Nazir. And not only is a Jew allowed to become a Nazir, but they're allowed to become a Nazir Bizman Hazeh. And the Nazirus would last forever. Very fascinating halacha that actually applies today with regards to the mitzvah of Nazirus mentioned in our parsha. So that is the story with the Nazir Bizman Hazeh. Good to see everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi Zvi.